The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Shavuot, Daf Yud Dalet, Reza Chagistar, Dino Neshmat Avram Ben Esther, Badiyah Ben Allegra. Ruach Hashem Tenichem, Began Eden. Amen. Today's Daf Ram Yud Gimel Amud Bet. We are from the bottom. We are starting from the Gemara Mantana. Leha the Tanur Rabbanan. Who is the author of the following braita? Beshahat etzira hatat asher la'am. So it's Mat Kippur. So it says over here that they would slaughter the Sa'ir hatat, the goat, for the am, for the nation. So we learn from there she'en akohanim mitkaperim bo. So la'am, the kohanim do not get kapara from this Sa'ir. So then where do they get the kapara from? Biparo shel Aharon. With the par. The par of Aharon covers the Kohanim. Yacho lo yitkaperu biparo shel Aharon. Who says that the Kohanim are going to get kapara from the par of Aharon? Who says why? Shelekevan ne'emar asher lo. Says it's for him. Ne'ata in nehem kapara. So therefore they shouldn't have kapara because they're not going to get kapara on the other one because it says la'am. They're not going to get kapara on Aharon's because it says Asher lo. So where do the Kohanim get kapara for on Kippur? Omer yechaper ala Kohanim. But we have a pasuk that clearly says yechaper ala Kohanim that the Kohanim do get kapara. Matzilu lehem kapara. They do get kapara. You can't say they're not going to get kapara the Kohanim. Question is, from where they're going to get it from? Bamen mitkaperim. So where do they get it from? Mutav sheyitkaperu beparo shel Aharon. So we have a choice. Do you get it from the par of Aharon or the sa'ir of the nation? Better to get the kapara from the sa'ir of the part of Aharon. Shari hutar mechlalo etzel beto. Because even though the pasuk says v'chiper lo, says asher lo, the law is that not only does Aharon himself get kapara, but he also gets his family gets kapara. So it's for his household. So since already you see that the Torah took it out of its context, even though it says asher lo, but the Torah does allow beto as well, so too I could stretch that beto and say it also is referring to the rest of the Kohanim. Exactly. By the sa'ir, it only was said la'am. It did not extend it to the Kohanim at all. So by the par, since we have an extended chedush, that not only does it mechaper for Aharon, but it's mechaper for his household, so everybody else throw it also for the rest of the Kohanim. Mashenke by the par, it says la'am. Doesn't say beto shel Aharon. So therefore, I'll limit it to la'am. So again, the Braita is saying, where's the kapara for the Kohanim? From the par of Aharon, even though it says asher lo. V'im nafshecha lomar. Now the Gemara says something, the Braita is very vague here. V'im nafshecha lomar. And if you can ask a question, but the Braita doesn't tell us what the question is. The Gemara later on is going to tell us what this question was. But let's just read it. V'im nafshecha lomar. If you have a question, Hareu omer, Bet Aharon barechu et Adonai, Bet Levi barechu et Adonai, Yirei Adonai barechu et Adonai. So they call it pasuk from Tehillim. What does the pasuk say? Bet Aharon, Barichut Hashem. Now, what do you see from this pasuk of Bet Aharon? So you see from the pasuk that the family of Aharon or the Kohanim in general, are called Bet Aharon. So therefore, what it says in the Torah by the Far, Beto doesn't necessarily only mean his household, but Bet Aharon is another way of saying the Kohanim. So now we found a braita that says, where did the Kohanim get their kapara from Kippur? From the par. Now let's look outside. Who could this braita be like? Well, we had two shitot. If you remember on last day, yesterday's daf, he had a machlok to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda held that what? That when it came to the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach, everybody gets kapara from the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach, Ben Yisrael and Ben Kohanim. The only difference between the Kohanim and the Am is the Gabe Tumat Mikdash, the Kadashav, where the Yisrael get it from the Sa'ir, Apenimi, and Haitzoni, and the Kohen gets it from the Par. So therefore, this Braita cannot be like the Biudah seemingly. Because here it's clearly saying that the Kohanim don't get Kapara only from the Par. But according to the Biudah, they get it from the Sa'ir and Mishtaleach as well. Whereas according to the Bishimon, he held no. All the Kapara of the Kohanim comes from the Par. right? From the par and the vidui of the par. The par itself is kapara for the averon. From the vidui is tumat mikdash the kadashat. So if we see that according to the Bishimon, the par is the exclusive item for the kohanim. So Gemara says, man tana, who's the author? I'm going to be the miyadilok Rabbi Yehuda. Good, like we just said, cannot be like the Biyuda. The E, the Biyuda, the Abar Kwanim, Mishem Kapara, Visir Mishtaleya. Because according to the Biyuda, the Kwanim do get Kapara for the Sir Mishtaleya. So Gimra says, Umani. So then who can the author of the Braita be? Rabba Amar Bishimoni. It's got to be the Bishimoni. The Amar Kwanim, Yeshem Kapara, Visir Mishtaleya. That says clearly, I'm sorry. The Amar Kwanim, Enaim Kapara. So since the Bishon says that all the kapara of the Kohanim comes from the par, and the Kohanim have no kapara of the Sira Mishtalaya, so this Braita is going according to that opinion. They look at the Biyuda right at the bottom. They look at the Biyuda. Ela can be Shimon. The Amar kol kaparotehem bepar teduyot. Ida Biyuda iname lo mechaprem bepar itu kapara miya b'Sira Mishtalaya b'Shara Averot. Exactly. According to the Biyuda, as kapara b'Shara Averot is by the Psa'ir. This Braita says no, the kapara is only by the par. You can even say that this Braita is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Hachi Kamar, Me'ata Enem Kapara Betukat Megdash VeKadashav. That over here, the discussion of the Braita was not on all Averot. The Braita was specifically discussing Tumat Megdash VeKadashav. One specific Avera, Tumat Megdash. And therefore, that was the Gemara was saying, that you think that the Kohanim are going to get Kapara from Tum'at Mikdash from the same place that Yisrael is going to get it? Kamash Vilah, no. Yisrael gets it from the Sa'ir, and the Kohanim get it from the Par. That's the Biyuda. We're not discussing Shar Averot. Shar Averot, I'll get it from the Seir HaMishtalaya. But the Tum'at Mikdash. Kishu Omed, Yichaper al Kohanim. So when it says in the Pasuk Yichaper al Kohanim, we clearly see what? That there is a Kapara somewhere for Kohanim for Tumat Mikdash. Matzinu Sheshtem Kapara Bishar Averot. Uchmo, oh, so we see that what? Bishar Averot, it says Yichaper al Kohanim. Kohanim have Kapara. No, Bishar Averot, meaning, where did they get Kapara Bishar Averot? According to the Yehuda, in the Seir HaMishtalaya. Uchmo, the Matzinu Sheshtem Kapara Bishar Averot. So I'll say, just like I see the Kohanim get Kapara when it comes to other Averot, but I say Mishtalaya, Kak yesh lehem Kapara betumat mikdash vekadashah. As I'll say similarly, the Kohanim wants to be worse than everybody else. Just when they get Kapara for other Averot, they get Kapara also for Tumat mikdash vekadashah. Also, what's going to be the kapara for Tumat Mikdash? Mutav sheyitkaperu beparo shel Aharon. Let them get kapara, the Kohanim, from the part of Aharon. Sheare hutar mechlalo etzel betoko. So already we see that part that said asher lo was already expanded to mechaper also for the household of Aharon. So once already it's expanded for the household, we'll expand it also for other Kohanim. Ve'ad yitkaperu b'sfeleh na'asa b'fnim. But I'm not going to be used it for the sfeleh na'asa b'fnim. Sheare lo hutar mechlalo. If you have that question, whatever that question was, Bet Aharon, Bet Aharon, the Kohanim are referred to Bet Aharon. Therefore, it's not a problem to say when it says in the Pasuk by the Par that the Chiper Ba'ado Ba'ad Beto, Betok means all the Kohanim, because we see in the Pasuk Bet Aharon, Barichut Hashem. So therefore, again, the Braita now can go either way. You can either go like the Biyuda, you go like the Bishimon. It can go like the Biyuda, like we just said now, that the Braita was only discussing Tumat Mikdash Mikadashah. And the question of the Braita was like this: how do I know Kohanim in general get Kapara for Tumat Mikdash? Now, I don't need a Pasuk for the Am. I know the Am gets Kapara because it's a Bifurus Pasuk by the Sa'ir. And I don't need a Pasuk to tell me that Aaron and his family get Kapara because it's a Bifurus Pasuk by the Par. I need to know how the Kohanim in general get Kapara. So Gemara says, well, I know they get Kapara because the Pasuk says, Yichaper la Kohanim. So I know they get a Kapara. Oh, so then I have a choice. I can either learn it from Sa'ir or I can learn it from Par. You know, so learn it from Par Aharon. Because even though the Pasuk is Ashedlo, we include also Beto. So once we're including Beto, meaning is outside of writing, you can include the Kohanim as well. So therefore, according to this version, really all the Averot of the Kohanim is Bechupar on the Seir HaMishtaleya. But what? When it comes to the Tum'at Mikdash V'Kadashah, that's Bechupar by the Far itself. And the Braita can be the Biyuda. So comes across the Ma'im Nafshecha Lomar. Oh, that's our question. What does it mean in the Braita, Im Nafshecha Lomar? And if you have a question, if you ask me a question, Rabbi, how are you including all the Kohanim? The Pasuk says, Beto literally means his household. How could you learn from the word beto that it means all the Kohanim? Kulan kiruim beto. Right? The answer is all the Kohanim are called beto. Shnei Emar, bet Aaron, barichu et Hashem, yireh Hashem, barichu et Hashem. Which means, since we've seen the pasuk in Tehillim that David HaMelech, when he refers to the Kohanim, how does he refer to all the Kohanim? Bet Aaron. So since they refer to Bet Aharon, so therefore you can call it V'chiper Ba'adu Ba'ad Beto, is referring to all the Kohanim. Okay, Kal Yoran says, V'hai Asher La'am, V'hachi U'da'ata. You told me that by the Sa'ir it says Asher La'am. Right? What does Asher La'am mean? It's for the people, the nation. So Gemara, you're teaching me what? That this is V'chiper for Klal Yisrael, only for the people, not for the Kohanim. Asher La'am. What are you talking about? Is that what we need it for? We need it for something else. The Kama Rahmana Midam Lehve. But it says Ashid La'am. We learned that it has to come from them. They have to pay for it. Which we don't think that the Sibur, that the Treasury picks up the bill, the tab. The Bereisha that brings the Sa'id, they have to pay for it. It says Ashid La'am. Oh, so how could you learn Ashid La'am is the teaching why only the Bereisha Mechaper on the Savonot? I mean, I needed to teach me that they pay for it. Gemara says, "Ahu tum meveet adat bnei Yisrael nafka." We have another pasuk. It says, "Meveet bnei Yisrael nafka." So the fact that it says "Meveet bnei Yisrael," so I learned that it has to come from them. Gemara says, "Another question." V'ay asher lo la'ach yudata. You told me by the Kohanim. It says by the Kohanim that the part that the Kohen brings. It says Asher Lo. What do we learn from Asher Lo? Asher Lo teaches me what? That this is only for the Kohanim and not for anybody else. Is that what Asher Lo is coming to teach me? Whereas we have another Chiddush. You know what I need the Asher Lo for? By the Kohanim? Like the Tanya. Mishelo hu mevi. Again, the Kohen's got to pay for his own korban as well. Asher lo, ve'eno mevi meshil sibur. Yachod lo yavi meshil sibur, shen sibur mitkaperim bo. I understand why the sibur cannot pay for his korban, because they don't get kapara on his korban. However, aval yavi meshil ahav ha-kohanim, she'ahav ha-kohanim mitkaperim bo. But maybe he could divide it amongst the ahav ha-kohanim, because that the expar of the Kohen is mechaper for him and all his brother the Kohanim, so maybe you could split it up amongst all of them. Tamud Omar Asher Lo, says Asher Lo twice. The second Asher Lo teaches me that it's got to be his, and you can't even pay for it by the other Kohanim. So the Kohen got no pays for it out of his own pocket. That's why it says Asher Lo, by the way, in this parasha three times. So the first Asher Lo teaches me the Kohen got no's got to pay for it, not those that are not getting kapara from this Kurban, not the Bnei Israel. Good. Second Asher Lo. Not only the Kohen Gadol's got to pay for it, but he's got to pay for it alone. He can't even split it with the other Kohanim that are getting kapara. That's Asher Lo. Third Asher Lo. Lo Yavi. Maybe he tells me Lo Yavi can't do it. V'imivi kasher. But if he did bring it from the people, meaning if others paid for it, maybe I'll tell you it's kasher. Tamud Omar Shuv Asher Lo. Again it says Asher Lo. Hakatub Shana Alav Le'akev. It says, Asher Lo, Asher Lo, Asher Lo, to tell me it's Me'akev, and he's the only one that pays for his Qurban. Once already I'm telling you that the Asher Lo is used for, so now we have a question. What's the question? We used Asher Lo already for a derasha. To teach me what? That the Qurban of the Kohen, he's the only one that gets Kampara, as opposed to Klal Yisrael. How many things could you use Asher Lo for? You wanted to use Asher Lo for exclusivity. The time he's the only one in his family get kapara. Asher Lo. Bnei Yisrael don't get kapara from the pot. But Asher Lo teach me he's got to pay for it. Make up your mind what Asher Lo coming to teach you. The Gemara says, Tana Achi Kaka Shele. That explanation is like this. Mai Shina Bedam Delo Bedam. Which means, when it comes to the Am, when it comes to Bnei Israel, why is it that when it comes to the Kohen's Korban, we say the Am has nothing to, doesn't get kapara, because, which means again, why when it comes to the Am's Korban, the Kohen don't have kapara? Right? We said when the Am brings the Sa'ir, it's for the Am. Why? Because the Kohanim don't have any out of pocket. They're not mechaser any mamon. Because who pays for the side of the Am? The Am. So therefore, Gemara says, I understand why they don't have kapara the Kohanim. Because lo chaser mamona, dikti vashel Am. B'da'aron nameh. And I'll say similarly by Aharon's korban, lo kach hasleh b'mamona. Since B'nai Israel don't shell out any money for Aharon's korban, it makes sense that they shouldn't get kapara as well. Which means like this, really you're right, the derasha is asher lo to teach me the kohanim, kohen pays for the korban. No problem, kohen pays for the korban. And I can learn from that derasha, the kohen pays for the korban, that's why B'nai Israel don't have kapara on his korban. The exclusivity of the part of the Kohen is learned from the fact that he pays for it. Because just like the fact that B'nai Yisrael pay for their Korban, that's why the Kohanim don't have Kapara on the Sa'ir, because Lo Hasre Mamona, they didn't lose any money, they didn't pay for anything. Similarly, once I tell you Asher Lo that the Kohen pays for his part, now I'll also learn from there through extension that that's why B'nai Yisrael don't get Kapara, because Lo Hasre Mamona, because they didn't pay anything for anything. So therefore, it's not a double derasha. From the same derasha of Asher Lo that teaches me the Kohen pays for it, from there I learn that he's only gets Kapara for it. And then not B'nai Yisrael. וכאמר כולם קרויים ביתו. Once already I tell you that everybody's called Beto, so they would all consider it Kohanim. It's like all the Kohanim are part of it. Like it says Beto Aaron Barichut Hashem, so therefore it's not only him, it's his family, and it's all the Kohanim. Okay, very good. Excellent. Now the Gemara goes one more yesod, one more point on this subject. Bishlamal Rabbi Shimon, Hainu Dikhtiv Tre Viduin Vedam Apar. Okay, by the part of the Kohen Gadol, that's worn on Kippur, there's two viduis and one sprinkling. Each one of these components of the Korban serves as a kapara for something. Each vidui is mechaper on something, and the sprinkling is mechaper on something as well. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon, that all the kapara of all the Averot, of all the Kohanim, is all on the part, because he doesn't go to the Sayyid HaMishtalayah. He learns the Sayyid HaMishtalayah has dafka for B'nai Israel. All the kapara, all the averot, of the Kohanim is where? On the part, I understand why you have two viduim and one dam. Why? Had keneged Sayyid HaNasa Bifnim. Good. One is keneged the Sayyid HaNasa Bifnim by Israel. Now, what is the Sayyid HaNasa Bifnim mechaper for Israel? Tumat Mekdash Bekadashav, kesheyesh yidi'a b'tchila ve'en yidi'a b'sof. So we said, So therefore, with the Sa'ir HaPanimi is Mechaper for Klai Yisrael, one of the viduis of the Par is Mechaper for the Kohanim on that same Avera. Yidi'a b'chila, then Yidi'a b'sof. V'had keneged Sayyid HaNasa b'chutz. Okay, by B'nai Yisrael, the Sa'ir that's done outside is Mechaper for in Yidi'a b'chila, aval yesh Yidi'a b'sof. Where did the Kohanim get that Kapara from? On the second vidui of the Par of the Kohen. So the two viduim are corresponding the two se'irim that are keneged b'nei Yisrael, had penim, had chitzoni. The kaper al tumat mekdash v'kadashav kesheyesh yediyah b'tchila or kesheein yediyah b'tchila. The had, what's the sprinkling? Keneged Sayyid HaMishtalayah. That's keneged all other avirot. That's very good. According to Rabbi Shimon, you have tumat mekdash v'kadashav kesheyesh yediyah b'tchila or kesheein yediyah b'tchila. That's the two viduyim, and the dam is mekaper for what the Sayyid HaMishtalayah is mekaper. Ela Rabbi Yehuda, tre viduyin v'dam apar lamali. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that says that all sh'ar averot are mechaper by the Kohanim on the Sayyid HaMishtalayah. So the only item that the Sapar is mechaper for is Tumat Mikdash, the Kadashav, Bechad Vidui Vedamo Sagya. It should be enough. One Vidui and one sprinkling to cover the two items. Mikdash, Bekadashav, Bifnim, Bachutz, and finished. Which means you don't need two viduis and a dam. Why? Because I'll tell you that really all the Sha'ar Averot that the Kohanim do, that's covered by the Sayyid HaMishtalayah. So you don't need an extra vidui by the par for Sha'ar Averot. Sha'ar Averot, the Kohanim do, that's covered by the Sayyid HaMishtalayah. All you would need is what? A vidui and a sprinkling. Because whenever you have a vidui and a sprinkling, to finish the kapara. And what's the vidui and the sprinkling for? For Tumat Mikdash, Bekadashav. Why, according to the Biyud, they need two viduim? What's the two viduim for? Shela. Echad lo, ve'echad lebeto. Not for two different averot. The extra vidui is for a different group of people. One for him, and one for his household. Meaning, his household means the Kohanim. Shara Kohanim. So therefore, there is, according to the Biyudah, according to the Bishimon, each bindui is for a different avera, according to the Biyudah, no. Each bindui is for a different group of people, which means the first bindui is for him, and as I say, his immediate family, and then the second bindui is for Sh'ar Ehav HaKohanim. That's Betul. Kedetanya, Debe'ebi Shmael, Kachi Midat Tadin Nohegit. Which means, first he's mechaper, by the way, on himself, and then he's mechaper for his family and the rest of the Kohanim. So the first bidui is for him, and the second bidui is for his family and the other Kohanim. Now why does he mechaper on himself before he's mechaper on his family? Let him mechaper on his family before he's mechaper on himself. So Gemara says, Kedetanya, Debe'ebi Rabbi Shmael, Kachi Midat Adin Nohegit. It makes sense to say what? Mutav Yabo Zakai V'yechaper Al HaHayav. Let the innocent guy mechaper on the guilty, and not let the guilty guy come and mechaper on the guilty. First, get kapara for yourself. Once you're innocent, mechaper ba'ado. Now you're clean. Now go mechaper for some of the similarly. Like they learned from this gemara that when a person is making kaparot, so a person is making kaparot. Let's say he's swinging money around his head, right, to mechaper for himself before the kippur. And he's going to do kaparot for himself and his wife and his family. First, you make kaparot for yourself. Once already you're mechaper on yourself, now do your wife and do your children. Don't do your children first, because then you use the hayav, you start halelos. That's the difference from this gemara over here as well. Okay. Same thing. When the Kohen washes, when the Devi washes the Kohanim's hands, he washes his own hands first. Yavo ta'or ve'yitayet teorim. Okay. Adran alak shavuot shtayim. That's it. Now we start the second perek. Not the second perek. The second perek is discussing the subject of Yediot HaTum'ah, something that we've been discussing the whole first perek. If you remember, we learned on that bit of the Masechet Yediot HaTum'ah Shtayim Shein Arba. We talked about the Yediot HaTum'ah. We said there's two cases that are four cases. Let's review what that means. Rashi told us clearly in that bit. Rashi actually over here says, already I told it to you already. So we'll follow Rashi's orders. Go back to Mishnah in that bit. And let's just read those Rashi's again. Forget, what does it mean? Yediota Tum'a Shtayim Shehen Arba. So Rashi says, Yediota Tum'a Hayuv Korban Ole V'yored. Oh. We know that Yediota Tum'a is referring to person that goes to the Beit HaMikdash B'tum'ah under certain circumstances, and he has to bring a Korban Olev Yored. Mind you that Olev Yored is not a regular Hatat. Hatat Kibu'ah, standardized Hatat. Olev Yored fluctuates based on the economic situation of the sinner. Mahmat Tum'at Mikdash V'kadashah V'ketubah Etzu Shifuat B'tui Okay, Olev Shkitigah V'yafinam B'perkit She'erek Dun Ben Ela B'tum'at Mikdash V'kadashah She'nechnaz V'shogeg L'mikdash Achar Tum'ah Zu. Good. Tumat Mikdash means he went into the Mikdash betumah, or Kadashah he ate Kodesh betumah. Shtayim shen arba, shtayim ketiv. Two of them are written explicitly in the Pesukim dechtiv. Ve'ne'alam memenu vehu tameh. Mashma shenetalema memenu tumah. Which means the first two cases are talking about where he forgot that he was tameh. He knew he was tameh, he forgot he was tameh, then he remembered he was tameh. So the first cases are going on the guy. Meaning, he forgot he was Tameh, he went into the Beit HaMikdash. He forgot he was Tameh, he ate Kodesh. Those are the explicit cases in the Torah. Those are the Shtayim. Shen Arba are the cases where he knew he was Tameh, but he forgot that he was in the Mikdash. He knew he was Tameh, and he forgot what he was eating was Kodesh. So either the He'alem is on the guy, or the He'alem is on the object. So therefore, those are two cases that are full. She says that clearly. או שנכנס למקדש על השתיים ולפי שאין חייב עליה אלא אם כן ידע בתחושמה ואחר כך נעלם ממנו המעשה נודד או שאתה משומע כאן על ידיעות the reason why it's called ידיעות because the only time you חייב קורבן עולה ויורד זה ידיעה הנה לי ידיעה in the beginning הנה ידיעה הנה שאין ארבע יש לנבות במקרא עוד שני עירים יעלם קודש ויעלם מקדש וזכור הוא את התומה we forgot the קודש and מקדש and remember the התומה so שתיים that are written explicitly in the פסוק שאין ארבע that we're coming to include two more. Again, Yediot HaTum'ah. It's called Yediot HaTum'ah because you need a Yediah in order to be Hayav the Korban, Ole Veyored. Now the Mishnah comes, Yediot, Tum'ah, Shetayim, Shehen, Arba. Two that are four. Okay, what are the cases? Following cases. Nitma, that became Tabet. Viyada, Inu. Vene'alma mimenu atum'ah, that he forgot. Vezachur et ha'kodesh. But he knows the Kodesh. First cases are where he knows about his own Tum'ah, he just forgot about he forgot about his Tum'ah, but he knows about the Kodesh. That's the Befinush one. That's the case we have here. No, he knows what he's eating is Kodesh. He just forgot that he's Tameh. He knows what he's eating is Kodesh. He just forgot the Tum'ah. The Halem is on the Tum'ah. Next case. Ne'alam b'menu ha'kodesh. Or, he doesn't know that it's Kodesh. V'zachur et ha'tum'ah. That's another case. It's reverse. When he knows it's Tameh. He just forgot that item is Kodesh. Ne'almu b'menu ze v'ze. Or, he has the Alem on both. They don't know it's Kodesh, and he forgot that he is Tamer. Ve'achal et ha'kodesh, ve'lo yada, u'meshe'achal yada. And after he ate, he had a yedi'ah originally on both. He had a yedi'ah that he was Tamer, and this is Kodesh. And then he had the Alem on both. He forgot that he was Tamer, and he forgot that this was Kodesh. And after he finished, he remembered, I was Tamer, and this is Kodesh. All these cases is areze ve'one ve'yore. Yeah, because again, what's the rule of all the Beirut? Yediyah betahila, yediyah besof. Ben the yediyah was on the tumah. Ben the yediyah was on the kodesh, or ben the yediyah was on both. Comes the Gemara and says, "Nitma." Let's say the guy became tameh. Veyada, you know. Venealma memenu tumah, and the tumah he forgot about it. Vezakur tamikdash. Now we go back to make the first case. We talk about the kodesh. Now we're talking about the Mikdash. So he had a yidi'ah, the Tum'ah. He forgot that he became Tameh. And he went into the Mikdash. Or Ne'ilam Memenu Mikdash. Or the reverse case. He forgot that he walked into the Mikdash, but he knew that he was Tameh. V'zachur et ha'tum'ah. Ne'ilam Memenu Zeh Mizeh. Or he didn't realize that he was Tameh. And he didn't realize that he's in the Mikdash. V'nichnas the Mikdash. V'lo yada. V'shiyata yada. And then when he came out, he knows. So these are the same cases that we said by Kodesh applied to the Mikdash as well. What are the cases? Either he knew he was Tameh, he forgot the Mikdash. Or he knew the Mikdash and he forgot that he was Tameh. Or he forgot both, that he was Tameh and that he was in the Mikdash. Then he remembered it after. So he brings a Korban. These are all the cases that we're familiar with already. Right, basically there's three and three. Exactly. Three by Kodesh and three by Mikdash. Basically. It's two that's four in the sense that two of the cases are on the Helem of Tum'ah and two of the cases are on the Helem of Mikdash and Kodesh. Those are the four that the Mishnah is referring to. That gives you the scenario how he's working. Okay, now we'll go to another point. Okay, where does he got to walk into? New point. We never discussed this before. We said the guy walks into the Beit HaMikdash. Which part of the Beit HaMikdash he's got to walk into it to be considered Hayav? There's Echad HaNechnas La'azara. Okay, that's the courtyard. Echad HaNechnas La'tosefet Ha'azara. Well, the concept that they would extend sometimes the Azara. Can they add? They needed more space, more room, they build an extension. And the extension was actually built with a ceremony. It's not time, you can't just extend the Beit HaMikdash. But you need to build it through a ceremony. The Mishnah is going to detail to us. You need to infuse the extension with Kodesh. If you don't build it the right way, it's not going to have Kedushah. So the only time that it's going to be subject to Tum'ah, that it's going to be Hayab, is if they built the Azara, it's extension the right way. But if they didn't build it the right way, even if he walks into the extension, it's not going to be Hayab anything. So what's the ceremony that they have to go through? So it says, She'en Mosifin Ala'ir Al-Azarot. You don't extend the city of Jerusalem or for that matter, the Azarot, we're not the Sanhedrin. Ela b'melech. Number one, you have to have permission of the king. It's all learned from Pesukim. Ve'navi, and you need the prophets, okay, as well. Ve'urim ve'tumim, and you got to get the release from the Urim to Kohen Gadol. Ve'sanhedrin sh'shemim ve'ahad, and you need the release and also a vote from the Sanhedrin. U'b'shte todot, and also they bring two korban todas. And they take the korban todas, and they walk around the new extension with the korban. Ubeshir, and also have a singing, which we'll see what that means over there. Ubed din malchin, the bedin we said walks around. Ushte todot acharei, they got the two loaves of bread from the korban todah. V'chol Yisrael acharei, it was a parade. They walk around the new azara. It says, what do you do now with the two loaves of bread after they finish the ceremony? So it says, apinimi techelet ma'achitzonot, ma'achitzonot nislefet. The inner one is eaten and the outer one is burnt. The Gemara is going to ask, which is the inner one, which is the outer one? Why is one inner one is out of that way for the Gemara? Dechol shelo na'asit bechol elu, as long as it was not done with all this ceremony, hanichnas lisham en hayav aleha. Which means it's got to be done, the hosafat ra'azara, with this procedure. So long as this procedure was not done, the kiddushah doesn't come into the azara, and therefore if a guy goes in betumah, he's not going to be hayav. Okay, now the Gemara says another, Mishnah gives another case. Nitma. Oh, new story. Till now we always talked about the guy became tameh outside of the azara, and he went into the azara. Right away when he walks in, he makes avera. He shouldn't have went in. Now let's talk about a case where he's in the azara already and gets tameh in the azara. Also now, how do you get hayav in that case over there? Because he's in already. The Gemara says, Nitma ba'azara. He got tameh in the azara. And again, he forgot that he got tameh v'zachur et ha-mikdash, but he remembered that he's in the Bet HaMikdash. Or ni'alam emenu mikdash, or he had a ha'ilem on the mikdash v'zachur et ha-tumah, or ni'alam emenu zeh v'zeh, or he knew at one point that he was in tameh, and he knew that at one point it was, but then he forgot it. V'eshtahava, what did he do? Bowed, meaning he did a service in the azara. Or if he stayed in the azara, the shi'ur of ishtahaba'a. Let's say it takes 10 seconds to make ishtahaba'a. So once already a person knew that he was tameh, then he forgot that he was tameh, and he stayed in the azara, the shi'ur of the service of ishtahaba'a, already is bihayav kurban or devi yoreh. It means he's got to get out immediately. If he found that he was tameh, then the rule is he's got to escape the azara. If he escapes immediately, no problem, it's patur, because the second you realize you were tameh, you got out. We're not going to hold you liable. You were in the azara, it's not his fault. But once already you stay in the azara, after you knew that you became tameh, even for the shi'ud that it takes to make a shtahaba'a, you delayed, you hayav korban or whatever you ordered. Ibalo ba'aruka hayav. Not only that, but when he's leaving the Bet HaMikdash, if he takes the long route, he's going to be hayav also. Where should he take the long route? Get out the shortest way possible. So you extended your stay in the azara b'tumah by taking a long route. Beketzara patur. Good, but beketzara patur. Now, once already we're discussing this, the Mishnah goes off on a tangent to something that was studied in Masechet Horayot. But there, the discussion is that there's a law that says that the Sanhedrin makes a mistake in a halakha that generally is punishable by karet. And they come along and matir a karet. Classic case, they come along and say, this piece of meat over here is mutar. Even though it was halif. The matir halif. And the majority of Klai's sale, based on the ruling of the Sanhedrin, goes and eats that piece of meat, now that type of halif. And then they realize that they made a mistake. So now the Sanhedrin has to bring a korban. It's called the par, he'alem, davar, shel sibur. To mechaper for all these types of avirot. To mechaper, because the majority of the people followed a misruling judgment of the Sanhedrin. However, over there, the Mishnah in Horayot says there's a certain law that even if Sanhedrin makes a mistake on it, the Sanhedrin does not have to atone with the Pari Ailin. But it doesn't tell us which one. So the Mishnah of it tells us now which sin is the exception. That even if Sanhedrin made a mistake, they don't need an atonement. It says, Zuhi mitzvat asish b'mikdash she'en hayavim aleha. This is the case of a mitzvat asih regarding the Bet HaMikdash that Sanhedrin is not going to be hayav on. What's the case? Let's say Sanhedrin made a ruling like this. Said, anybody that's found in the Azara that became Tameh, they're allowed to go take the long route out. That was the psak. So based on that, now people follow Sanhedrin. So now the majority of Klai Yisrael that became Tameh, let's say, went into the Azara. Oh, well, there's a psak from the Sanhedrin, you can take the long route out. So now, if the majority of Klal Yisrael committed this avon, Sanhedrin does not need an atonement. Why? Because the only time Sanhedrin needs an atonement is for an avera that if an individual would do the avera, brings a regular chatat. But in this case, to me, it doesn't mean a regular chatat, it means olev yored. Olev yored is a different type of korban. So that's rules now. The pare'lem davash sibur only comes from zedono karet and shogeg chatat kevua. But since this case over here, it's not a chatat kevua, it's a olev yored, so it's not liable. Now, let's see that inside Nashi over here, please. Look at Nashi. Zuhi tum'ah shir'alo betoch azara. The tum'ah that took place in the azara. Zuhi mitzvat aseh sheba mikdash. Yesh kam mitzvat aseh vishadachu min ha-machane. Right, there's a mitzvat aseh to send the man to the bet. This is the case where the tzadim made a mistake on a mitzvat aseh. She'en hayamim alev betim par behora'ah ve'lo kohen mashiach v'yosh be'gemara. Good. Kohen mashiach also has a law that says if the kohen that's appointed or anointed, I should say, also made a mistake. In the same way that Sanhedrin make a mistake, he also has to bring a part. It has to be a korban as kapara. So either Sanhedrin made a mistake or the Kohen made a faulty. Does not apply to these cases. Now, once already we're on this topic, the Gemara is going to say, give me a case that it does apply to. Now, for some reason, the Mishnah is going to give you a case in the laws of Nida. What's the law? A man is not allowed to be with his wife. But she's Nida. That's a classic case of Isur Karet.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say the Sanhedrin made a mistake in an Isur Nida case. Well, as I said, they can go to Nida. Sanhedrin never say such a thing. No, but let's say a guy is with his wife. And in the middle of the act, she comes along and says, Netmeti. I'm Nida now. So Sanhedrin makes a ruling and they say like this. Oh, if that happens, Rabotai, pull out immediately. Now, that's a faulty ruling. Because if he's going to pull out when the Eved is still high, so it is Hana'a. Because the Hana'a is not only in the Bi'ah, but the Hana'a is also on the Yitiyah. So he was Ne'ene from Nida. What's the real ruling that's supposed to be in such a case? If a person is in the middle of the Bi'ah, and his wife claims that she's Nida, he has to wait until Eved met, and then he comes out. Because that's not Hana'a for him. So let's say Sanhedrin made a mistake. In such a case, you Poresh Miyad. So that's a mistake they made. In such a case, they would have to bring a party. Adem davar she'el tzibur. The Mishnah says that first now. It says, Be'ezuhi mitzvat ha'aseh she'benida she'hayavim aleha. She says right away, I need it ha'na b'horayot en ma'hayvin ala aseh she'bemikdash, which is the Mishnah and horayot said. They're not going to be hayav on the mitzvat ha'aseh of the mikdash, like we just said, aval hayavin ala aseh she'benida. Over there it says, but on the nida case, they'll be hayav. So therefore, it tells you over here, this is the case of the Mikdash that we were talking about, and now we're going to give you the case of the Nida that they're all going to be Hayab on. What's the case of the Nida that you're going to be Hayab on? Hayab Mishamesh Ima Tahora. Guy was with his wife, Tahora. The Amrano Nitmeti. Upiresh Miyad Hayab Mipnesh Yitziato Hana'a Lo Kibiato. When it's Eved high, so when he goes out, so he has Hana'a. Just like he always makes the Biyah. And they made 40 rulings, you have to make a korban on such a thing. And she says, "Haya mishemesh imataora, haynu dumiyah daaseh shemigdash, shirala tumah mishemba beter yidichnisa." Ah, that's why I was giving you the case of Nidah, because it's similar to the case of Tumat Migdash. Tumat Migdash, he was in already the Migdash, and he became tameh. Here he's in already, and actually became tameh. Ah, that's the connection between why it's juxtaposing the Tumat Migdash to Tumat Nidah. It's a similar situation. She's giving me a case where the guy's beheter already in, and now all of a sudden the tumah comes, where suddenly will be hayav. Well, not in mikdash, but it'll be hayav in the case of nida. Does she? The amra lo hayav shulachenas. The amra titmeti. Akshav pinish miyad bekoshi ha'eved. He came out when the eved was kasher. Hayav. Ela, what is supposed to do? Ya'amod belo disha. He does not thrust ad shiamut ha'eved until the eved is met. The yifros belo koshi. Good. Now we go to the next, the last part of the Mishnah. The B, the Ezer Omer. So we're talking about over here, if a guy touches a Sheretz, becomes Tamer, or he touches a Nivlat, Sheretz Tamer, Sheretz Tamer, that's Sheretz, you only Tamer if it's there. If you touch a Sheretz that's alive, you're not going to be Hayab. So the Gemara says, the B, the Ezer Omer. Hasheres v'ne'alam mimenu. It says in the pasuk he touched the sheretz and then it was ne'alam mimenu. That what? That he forgot. Aliyalem Sheretz Hayah Beinu Hayav Aliyalem Mikdash. This is big hadush. Till now we said two that's four. What's the two that's four by Yediot? Two that's four is he knows the Beit Hamikdash. He knows the Beit Hamikdash. He just forgot that he is Tameh. The Bilez says absolutely. Because if you look at the pasuk, it says Sheretz V'Ne'alam. Master, the Halem is on the Tum'ah. But he says there's no case of where he knows the Tum'ah, but the Halem is on the Mikdash. From the fact that it juxtaposes the words Sheretz V'Ne'alam, that means that only we're talking about a case where he forgot that he was Tameh. But if he forgot that he was in the middle of Mikdash, there's no case.
So this is only on Sheretz?
On the Tum'ah Mikdash V'Kadashah.
But only in the Sheretz case, or if the Tameh met it?
No, all the cases. The Binyanav. That he's learning from over here that the only time you hayab is when the Alem was on the Tum'ah. Sheretz, then the Alam. That the Alem was on the Sheretz, not on the Mikdash. Who else agrees to this? We found another rabbi that agrees to this. Rabbi Akiva Omer, V'ne'alam mimenu v'hu tameh. Different words in the pasuk, but same result. V'ne'alam mimenu, he forgot. What did he forget? V'hu tameh. Ane'alem tum'ah hayah, v'hu hayah v'ne'alem mikdash. Clearly, so two rabbis, so two different proofs that saying the same thing. That what? Only ne'alem tum'ah. We have Rashi on this? Hashiris v'ne'alam, or Hashiris tameh v'ne'alam mimenu, or can it be Akiva? Because I was going to explain what's enough coming up between the B'Akiva and the B'Le'ezer. Basically, they're saying the same thing, just from different words. However, now we go back to our rabbi, the B'Ishmael. Because our Mishnah doesn't go like these two rabbis we just quoted. Because they said two, that's four. There was only two cases. E'alem, Tumah, but not E'alem, Mekdash V'Kadashah. So who's that going like? The Yavarat says, the B'Ishmael Omer, V'Ne'alam, V'Ne'alam. If you look at the Pasuk, talking about the Sheretz, it says the word Ne'alam, he forgot twice. Ne'alam, Ne'alam. What does it teach me? Ne'alam, ne'alam. Shnei pe'amim. Le'hayev ha'ne'alem tum'ah v'ne'alem mikdash. So by the way, that's the source of shtayim shen arba. If somebody would ask you, Rabbi, how do you know that there's two more cases on ne'alem mikdash v'kadashav? The extra words, ne'alam, ne'alam. That not only you have a ne'alem on tum'ah, but even if you have a ne'alem on the mikdash and the kadashav. That's the source of the extra two. Now, we start the Gemara. Come to the Gemara begin. Amar Rav Papa Le Abaye. Shtayim Shein Arba. You're telling me there's two cases that are really four cases. It's Shtayim Shein Shesh Havyan. It's two that's six. Which means like this. You told me Yidiot Tum'ah. You told me there's two cases that are really four cases. So how do we learn? Two that's four. Two on the Elim Tum'ah. And two on the halem of the object, of the Mekdash and Kadashav. Two, that's four. But it's not two, that's four. Because if we're counting Yidiot, Yidiot Tatum'ah. Yidiot is, he knew. V'hayav korban olev v'yored, you need Yidiah b'tachila, then Yidiah l'besot. So if you're counting Yidiot, it's really six Yidiot that you have over here. How do you have six Yidiot? Yeah, but Natasha, you have six. Yidiot ha-tum'ah tehillah v'sof. Okay, the case of tum'ah is tehillah v'sof, that's two yidiot. Yidiot ha-kodesh tehillah v'sof. Or you knew that it was kodesh tehillah v'sof. Yidiot mikdash tehillah v'sof. There's three cases basically, with two yidiot in each case. Either you knew the tum'ah, or you knew the mikdash, or you knew the kodesh. And each one of those cases is yidiot b'tehillah v'yidiot v'sof. So if you're tallying up yidiot, it's two that's six. Gemara says, "When the tameh, what already you tallying up yidiot? Tamne avyan. It's eight yidiot. How's it eight yidiot? The ha'ika tum'ah the kodesh, the tum'ah the mikdash, tehila v'sof. What's the added one? Right in tum'ah, where he knows that he's tameh, right?" You know that you're tameh regarding Kodesh, and you know that you're tameh regarding Mikdash. Those are two more yidiot. Let's give the eight now. The eight are like this. He knows that he walked into the Mikdash. Yidiat Mikdash, Yidiat Mikdash, that's two. But he doesn't know that he's tameh. You need a yidiat in the beginning and a yidiat in the end. Let me speak it out beferush. He got tameh. He never knew he got tameh. walked into the Beit HaMikdash, he had a yediyah that he was in the Beit HaMikdash. But then he had a lapse that he was in the Beit HaMikdash. Then he had a yediyah that he was in the Beit HaMikdash. That's the case. Yediyah b'china and yediyah l'besok. So that's two yediyot. Okay, that's the same exact case by Kodesh. He got tameh. He didn't realize it was tameh. He knew that this was Kodesh. And then he forgot that it was Kodesh. And he knew that it was Kodesh.
But
he didn't yediyah b'china b'sok. Always for a Kodesh. Whatever you read. You want the case? No. This is the yediyah in the later on. He knew that later on. He doesn't have to yediyah at the beginning on the tumah. Of course, in the end, he's going to know his tameh because that's going to make it all levi'orin.
In these cases, he never knew that he was tameh.
Wait, exactly. He can know that he's tameh. He can know that he's tameh from the beginning. He can know that he's tameh from the beginning. I know that he's tameh, but he didn't know this was kodesh. So he ate the kodesh, not knowing that it's kodesh, and then he had a yediyah that it was kodesh in the end. You're absolutely right. He had a yediyah. So there were two more yediyot. First case, he knows he's tameh. Where is the yediot? Either in the Kodesh, yediyah b'tchilat b'sof, or yediyah in the Migdal b'tchilat b'sof, or yediyah is in the Tumah. Then he knew that he was Tameh, and he had a Hi'aleh, and he knew that he was Tameh. So that's 2, 4, 6. So the Gemara says, yeah, but in the Tumah, there's two cases. There's yediyah b'tumah, legabe Migdash, and there's yediyah in the Tumah, legabe Kodesh. So therefore, basically, you're going to have 8 cases of yediyot. You're going to have the 4 in the Mikdash Mekadashav and 4 in the Tumah. That's 8. So Gemara says, you're right. The Tamech Tamneh Havyan, the Ha'ika Tumat Kodesh Tumat Mikdash, Tahila Vesop, Hala Kashya. That's your question, that's not a question. Shem Tumah Achati. Shem Tumah Achati. What's the answer to that question? Shem Tumah Achat, which means when you say that he had a He'alem on Tum'ah, you don't got to give me all the cases. Shem Tum'ah, I don't care if it's a He'alem on Tum'ah Ligabe Mikdash, or He'alem on the Tum'ah Ligabe Kodesh. It's He'alem on Tum'ah, Yediyah, don't go into the details. You just have to tell me it's two. Yediyah on Tum'ah, and Yediyah on Tum'ah. Ligabe Mikdash, Ligabe Kodesh, it doesn't matter. Okay, so Gemara's fine. You want to knock off 2, but you still have 6. Why did you tell me Shtayim Shehen Arba? It's only Shtayim Shehen Shesh Mikol Makom Shitavyan Mabarma, it's still 6. So Gemara says Amar Papa Le'olam Tamne Havyan. Really, I'll tell you, it's 8. Arba Kamaita. The first 4 cases that are talking about, he had a Yidiyah on the Tum'ah, but he didn't have a Yidiyah on the Mikdash Vekadashah. Delo maitan leli de korban. That generally speaking, you would not bring your korban in such a case. Lo kahashis. It doesn't list them. I'll explain this in a second. Arba'a batraita. But the last 4 cases, when the gabe that he has yediyah and the tumah, de maitan leli de korban kahashis. Okay, what is this talking about? Rashi. Now we find Rashi. There's no Rashi in the Gemara till this point. Amar Papa Le'olam Tamne Avyan. The 8 cases. V'arba'a Batraita Demaitani De Korban Kaoshi. Yidi'ot Aharonot Modi'ot Oto Shechata. Which means like this. I don't argue with you. There's 8 yidi'ot. One at the beginning, one at the end, one at the beginning, one at the end. In 4 cases. 2 in the Tumot and 2 in the Mikdash Mekadashav. Count up the yediyot, it's 8. But guess what? We're only counting the last yediyot. Because it's the last yediyot that bring the korban. I know you need to have yediyah in the beginning as well. But legabe our tallying up, we're only discussing the yediyah that's going to bring them to the korban. What's the yediyah that brings them to the korban? The yediyah lebesof. Of course, if you had a yediyah in the beginning, and you never realized in the end that he had a yediyah, it doesn't mean a korban. The yediyah that's closest to the bringing of the korban, that's the catalyst or the cause of the korban, the yediyah. I know you have to have yediyah at the beginning. I'm not arguing with you, but it's the yediyah shebesof that brings the korban. If you never have the yediyah shebesof, you're never going to bring the korban. So therefore, you're right. There's 8 yediyot, but I'm only discussing the last yediyot. the Sof Yediyah. So in Sof Yediyah you have four cases. You have Yediyah be-Megdash, Yediyah be-Kodesh, Yediyah be-Tum'ah legabe Kodesh, and Yediyah be-Tum'ah legabe Megdash. Sof Yediyot, that bring them to Hatah. But the Tehillat Yediyah, that doesn't bring them to a Korban. Even though I know Besof Yediyah you need a Tehillat Yediyah to get a Korban, but we're only discussing the final Yediyah that comes to the Korban. Look at that, she says that. Yediot Aharonot. Yediot Aharonot, Yediot Oto Shechata. Okay, we need the Garzi, Arba Kavani, Vaitana, Arba Batraita. Yediot Besof Itnu Becholat. Okay, next one, next answer. The one says, Amara Papa. We told that answer already, right? Another answer. Ika da Amri. Amara Papa Leolam Tamne Havyan. Really, I'll tell you, it's eight. Yediot betechila v'yediah lebesof. And we're listing, really right, all the cases. V'arba kamaita. But the first four cases, the first four yediot, dilitnihu bechola Torah kula, that doesn't apply in the whole Torah, lo kachashiv. Arba batraita diitnu bechola Torah kula. Sorry, read again. Arba kamaita dilitnu bechola Torah kula kachashiv. The ones that are not normally in the Torah, those yediot, I'm going to list. Let's discuss a regular case of shogeg. How does a regular case of shogeg work? You don't need yediyah b'tchilah yediyah b'sof in a regular shogeg case. Guy says not eat chilev. He doesn't have to know that it was chilev and then forget that it was chilev and then eat it. Stop. A guy sits down, he ate chilev b'shogeg, and then he had yediyah b'sof, he makes a korban hatat. The korban olev v'yored over here, by this case, Tom Megdash is out of the normal dinim of shogeg. In a regular shogeg, you don't even eat the abed techelav, eat the alav besof. The guy sat down. He had chelav in front. He never knew it was chelav. He didn't know nothing. Not at one point the rabbi told him this is. He didn't know nothing. He ate it. If he ate it, oh, they said this is chelav. He ate shogeg. What does he do? He's going to be hatat. We don't say, oh, no, hatat. You know, you need the abed techelav. You don't need the abed techelav to be shogeg. But by korban, so the chidush by olev v'yored in this case of Megdash is that you need a yediyah. B'tchilah. That's different than the regular shogeg case. Oh, so therefore the Mishnah, really you're right, there's eight yediot. If you want to count all the cases, eight yediot. We're only discussing yediot that are a chidush. The first four yediyah b'tchilah, the litnihu b'chol ha-Torah, that doesn't apply to the rest of the Torah. We're going to mention those four. But the last yediot, which anyway is an application to the whole Torah, because you always have yediyah b'tchilah, we're not discussing those. We're discussing where it varies from a regular Korban Hatat. The variation in Olevi Yored in this case is in the first Yediot, not in the Sof Yediot. Sof Yediot you always have by a Shogeg case. Then this is the first Yediot. Huh? Look at that she speaks this out over here. Yediot Arba Batraita. That's the Yediot Ahronot. Yediot Shebesof Itnu Bechol HaTorah She'er Adam Mevi Hatat Adam Ken Nodal Lo Shehatah. You don't be a Hatat unless you know that you are a Hoteh. Arba kamaite yediot shebetachila litnu bechol ha-Torah she'achol chelev b'shogeg afilu lo noda lo al hatika zo me'olam she'chelev he never knew that it was chelev ul'alek lo noda lo hayav. Very good. So again, the Gemara is spending a lot of time here on the semantics of it. It's four, it's eight, which four, is that four? That's what it is. Okay, now we have a she'ela. Ba'er ha-papa ne'elmu mimenu hilchot tum'ah. Mao. The guy was ne'elam from the laws of, he did not know the laws of Tumah. Forget it, not that pshat is, he knew that he was Tameh, and then he forgot he was Tameh, or he knew this is a shere. Ne'elam, it says he forgot the laws of Tumah, ne'elam, he didn't know them. So they go, oh, what's that mean? What does that mean? Now she says, ne'elmu minu halchot tumah kishenagab b'sheretz. He knew he touched the sheretz. He didn't know there's such a thing of tumat sheretz. Come on, so hechi dame. What is the case? Ide ma delo yada is sheretz tame is sefardayach tame. Frog is not tame sheretz, by the way. Only the sheretzim that the Torah lists. So if the case is talking about that, what he touched the atzav, turtle, whatever you call it, tzav, or the ta'ah, lizard, or whatever the cases are. And he didn't have a yidiah. He thought that a tzav or a lita'ah is like a frog. He didn't know which ones are tameh and which ones are not tameh. So he didn't have a yidiah. He thought there's no difference between a frog and this item over here. So that's not considered anything. Why? Zir kare beravu. Go learn. Go yeshiva and learn. That's a gross knowledge that you don't know. That we don't consider ilim. It's b'firush pasuk in the Torah, by the way. Go to yeshiva and you study. That's not considered ilim. Now she says, Zir kari beravu. Tinokot shel bet rabban korim. You read it in yeshiva when you're 2 years old. Tinokot shel bet rabban. Ha'choled ve'achbar ve'hasav. Let me tell you which one's a tameh. Ve'ilkach emzu ha'alama. We don't consider that a ha'ilim. Ve'yesh kan yidi'ah b'tchilah. Even though he didn't have a yidi'ah. Because we should have said you should have learned it. That you can't claim ignorance. That you thought this is like a frog, that's not Mikabil Tumah. That's not a. You should have known that. Doesn't matter. The Firush Pasuk in the Torah. Ukshachalit a Kodesh, Ne'elema Mimenu Nigiari Shona, Yeshka Yidiah Betchila, Yezi Yidiah. Ve'elema Hareah, Ukshadel of a Sof Yehayav. Which means, when he realized at the end that it was Tameh, we consider it Yidiah Besof for sure, because then he realized it seems to be Yidiah Betchila, by the way. Because such a thing as Bifirush. There's no ignorance on such a thing. Because you're going to go to yeshiva, so therefore you're not going to... Unless the guy's in the Congo, that we said. But if the guy's a regular at ability, that's like a sin of ha'alim. That's to be a korban in that case, yeah? So what's the case? So what's the case where you're asking enough, Papa, when the ilam mimenu hilchot tum'a? You can't tell me that he didn't know, he thought it was a frog. The olam di adab tum'a sheretz. He knew the laws of sheretz. Ugon de nagab bechadasha. He didn't know a detail. He touched the size of an adasha, the size of a lentil of a sheretz. De lo yada ki adasha, imetame ilometame. So his ilim was he knew that this is a holed, whatever it's called, and he knew that it's metame, but he didn't know if the shiud that he touched, it was a small little item, was a piece of it. So he only touched kada. He didn't know if that brings tumah or not. Do we still consider that that's a yidi'ah? Or do we say, no, that's considered a ha'ilim, and no yidi'ah, and if we won't bring all of you on it, because you need yidi'ah b'tchal yidi'ah b'sof. The one says, my. Well, let's go slow. Kevan di'adad metameh sheretz ve'olam. Since he knew generally that the sheretz is metameh, yidi'ah. I can say that it is a yidi'ah, because he knew that sheretz is metameh. Or d'lma kevan di'adash alo yada'i metameh, or no, but he didn't know that the shi'ur, so the Gemara says Tiku Lashi Yidi'ahi Yidi'ah b'tchila Yishkan alamai ve'en kan Yidi'ah b'tchila. Good, so that's the first question. Last question of the Papa. Actually, Rabbi Yirmiya Ba'er b'Yirmiya Ben Bavel She'ala le'Eris Yisrael. Okay, a Babylonian guy came to Eris Yisrael v'ne'alam memenu mekom mekdash. He knew there's a Mekdash in Yerushalayim. Who doesn't know there's a Mekdash in Yerushalayim? But he didn't know where the place was. Mahu. Nashi. Ben Bavel, first white line. She yodaya sheish Mekdash in Yerushalayim. Aval en yodaya mekomo. Mahu. Ika yidi'a b'techina. Is that considered yidi'a? That he just knows there's a Mekdash, but he doesn't know the place? Or dilma adetan ni'alam minu Mekdash b'mi she'kimo kemo. Exactly. Or maybe ni'alam means you got to know the spot and you forgot where the spot was. Not that you know there's a Mekdash in the world. When you say you have to have a yidi'ah that there's a mikdash, does it mean you have to have a yidi'ah stem as a mikdash in the world, or you have to know yidi'ah the place of the mikdash? What's considered yidi'ah like a bit mikdash? Yeah? So Yom HaZeh, Adiba Deman, who are you asking according to? I Adiba Derbi Akiva, Deba'el Yidi'ah Betechila, Ha No Mechayev Ale'aleh Mikdash? Exactly. Who are you asking according to? You're asking according to the Bi'akiva, let's say, that says you need a Yidi'ah b'tchila v'yidi'ah b'sof. Can't be according to the Bi'akiva, because according to the Bi'akiva, he doesn't hold Ha'alem Mekdash. Remember, the Bi'akiva, the Bi'ezer, they learned that the Ha'alem is only on the Tumah, on the Sheretz. So therefore, if you're asking according to the Bi'akiva, it's not a question. Because Ha'alem Mekdash, anyway, you don't bring a Korban on. Say who you asking according to? The E Alibadr Bishmae, the Mechayev Ali Alem Mekdash, Halo Ba'id Yabet Hila. According to the Bishmael, who says the Alem Mekdash is a case But he don't need an Yidiyah B'Tachila like we're going to see. So therefore, like we saw. So therefore, you ask me a question that what? The guy had a He'alem B'Mikdash. He knew that there was a Mikdash, but so that's considered Yidiyah. If you ask a question to be Akiva, this case doesn't exist. Question: Halem Mikdash doesn't apply. If you ask a question to be Shmuel, Halem Mikdash applies, but he holds you don't need the Yad to begin with. Even if there's no Yad, you still bring your Korban. Good question. Good question. Lo tzericha alibad Rebbi. Third sheeta. It's coming according to Rebbi in my question. The ba'ein yidiyah b'techna mechayev al Halem Mikdash. Good. The B holds you need both. Mikdash applies, and also you need the Yidiyah B'Tachila and Yidiyah B'Sof. So the answer is V'Amar Yidiyah B'Trabo Shema Yidiyah. Oh, and would we say that whatever he was able to learn in his rabbi's house or in the yeshiva, that's considered Yidiyah, because you can go ask his rabbi. So the question is like this: Mai Kevan Diyada Diika Mikdash Ba'Olam Yidiyah. He, since he knows that the Mikdash in the world is considered Yidiyah, or Dilma Kevan the Mekomolo Yada Ha'alamahi Tiku. Yes. The Rebbe said you need a Yidiyah in the beginning. What was Yidiyah according to the Rebbe? Remember we learned in the earlier Perek? As long as you learned in Yeshiva when you were young, that there's a concept of Tum'ah, even though right now you didn't recall what you learned in Yeshiva, that's considered already a Yidiyah. So according to the Rebbe, you don't need a mamash Yidiyah at the moment. It's enough that you learned it once in Yeshiva. So according to him, we're asking a She'ela. What's the She'ela? When you came to the Yerushalayim, you knew there was a Mikdash in the world. Oh, but that's considered enough Yidiyah. Or they say, no, you have to know the actual spot. Ka'teiku, look at that. She, Alibad Rabbi. The Amah, Bishmat, the Kabbat, the Berakin, the Ba'in, the Abdul Bechayim, the Mikdash, Yidiyah, the Mevi, the Abdul Haila, or the Makmir, the Mikolo, the Dano, Me'olam. It's not similar to what he learned in Yeshiva when he was young. Exactly. When he was young, at least he learned that the Sheretz is Metameh. He had a Yidiyah, a clear Yidiyah, but he didn't recall it at the time. Here, he never had a Yidiyah when the Mikdash was Bechlal. Even though the B said above, when I touch the Sheretz now, I don't even realize that I'm touching the Sheretz. Yeah, I don't even realize I'm touching the Sheretz. But it's Yidiyah, because when you were young in Yeshiva, they taught it to you. But there at least they taught you the Beferush item. Here could be worse. Here you didn't even know that the Mikdash is. And then when it's not considered Yidiyah Bichlal, Tiku, Rasset, like that, or Eliyahu Nabi, Baruch HaMadu Olam, Amen, Amen.